It can't be forgotten about what we mentioned in our intro, Tahsin al-Halabi, and that was around 1,200 people died, 4,400 were wounded, mostly civilians in Lebanon. But why didn't the UN Security Council take any action or fail to take adequate measures against Israel?
I think it is ordinary results from any war that Israel would launch against the Arabs or the Lebanese or any kind of resistance that the Security Council would not stick to its rules, to its convention, to its charter in order to punish Israel or to force Israel not to repeat such atrocities against those innocent civilians in all the neighborhood of occupied Palestine. Nevertheless, Israel was defeated because it couldn't achieve all the goals. And nevertheless, with all those sacrifices, the Hezbollah was not only victorious, but it was and it became stronger than before, as all the results after 4 years of such war, the Israeli commandership of the forces, they couldn't solve all the weak points that prevailed during the 2006 war, and they couldn't improve the capabilities, the military capabilities of the Israeli soldiers, even after all those committees, Vinograd Committee or other committees, they established in order to improve the situation and the aggression of the Israeli forces in any other coming war. If I would quote some leaders in Israel, I would say that some leaders admitted that Israel cannot launch any aggression against Lebanon as well as it did before, because in after 2006 war, Israel is in the weak situation and not in the strength situation that can give its forces all the possibilities to achieve even a little target. Look at the situation now, comparing between 2006 and 2010 now, you would find that the Lebanese resistance is stronger, not only by military equipment than before, but it is also by morale, by confidence of its willing, by confidence of its people. Even the situation in Lebanon now in 2006 is better than before, because those who were against the resistance, now they cannot be so careful to declare their positions against the resistance,
right,
following that victory that Hezbollah brought to the Lebanese people and to the Arab and Muslim peoples everywhere.
Ibrahim Mousavi, I want to direct the same question to you. Around 1,200 dead, 4,400 wounded, mostly civilians. Why did the UN Security Council fail at that time to take adequate measures against Israel?
It's very simple. It's the same story that keeps rolling again and again and again. It's the same question that you can talk about the attack against the Turkish flotilla that left nine Turk people killed. And we all know that Turkey is part of the NATO. It's the same when the Israelis committed the massacre of Kana in Lebanon in 1996 and in 2006. It's the same when Israel has committed the massacre of Sabra and Shatila in 1982. It's the same when Israel has committed the massacre of Jenin and so many massacres. This is a history of a so-called state that is littered with massacres and with carnages and with genocide against people in Syria, in Lebanon, in Egypt, and in different places in the Arab world. The only thing that I can say here is that the United Nations is simply a tool in the hands of the United States of America. It does not reflect the moral value of this world. It's not an institute, or it's not a tool that is balanced, that follows the justice and equality. Everybody knows now that it has been manipulated and used by the United States, by the superpowers, in order to serve their own goals. That's why it's not possible at all for the United Nations to condemn Israel. We know very well they were not able to do it. And it has never been precedented that the Israeli so-called state has been condemned. The veto is always there, and they can use it at any time. The United Nations is not an independent entity that can do everything under the light of justice and equality and the fraternity of all people. It's simply a tool in the hands of the superpowers.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's Ibrahim Mousavi. He had the last words there, Hezbollah media spokesperson from Beirut. And from Damascus, we had Tahsin Al-Halabi from a Palestinian Journalists and Writers Union. We'll be right back.